The large man sitting to my immediate right is Leonard Williams, the University of Southern California, 6'4 and 5'8, 302 pounds, hand 10 and 5'8 inches. Hold up the hand. Show him the hand. Look at that. Wingspan, nearly 83 inches because you have nearly 35-inch arms. Yeah. They say you're the man-child. You're the total package. When you hear all of that, when you hear yourself being analyzed, is it a little strange?
Yeah, it is a little strange because, you know, people ask me how I'm, like, so humble and stuff like that. It's because, like, I just see myself as a normal person. But, like, every once in a while when I, like, see, like, articles or, like, videos or anything like that, you know, it's kind of strange to, like, see what people have to say about me.
When they make reference to you being an athletic freak and talk about your size, it makes it seem like you just go out and play football and all these things happen. 218 tackles and 21 sacks in 3 years, that just happens. That's actually not true. You're very much a student of the game. You have a passion for the game of football. How and where did that start?
I guess it started in middle school when, you know, I've always wanted to play because I like to see my dad on Sundays watching and cheering for his team. And I was like, man, I want my dad to cheer for me like that one day. So I tried to play Pop Warner one time in eighth grade, and I was too big for Pop Warner. So that's really what kind of, like, drove me from that point. And my dad was like, man, your size is going to pay off one day. And it eventually did, so it's a good thing.
Does it surprise you? Or does it surprise people how much you actually know about the game and playing the position in the defensive line?
I think so because, you know, I think a lot of people just think that I'm, you know, make a lot of plays just from my size and athleticism and stuff like that. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into the game, like studying, you know, what moves first, like the player, the O-lineman or the ball, you know, like a lot of little details and that I find in film and stuff like that that makes me, you know, able to make a lot of plays.
It was a little tough for you at SC because you went through some coaching changes, went through some scheme changes, but now it's almost like that was beneficial because you've played anything and everything in the defensive line, and you fit a 3-4 or you fit a 4-3, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Just like you said, I played 4-3 my freshman year with Monty Kiffin, and then the last 2 years I played like a 3-4. And, you know, it's kind of helped out and been beneficial for me to, you know, play a lot of different schemes and a lot of different positions along the D-line.
What's the biggest skill Leonard Williams has that most people don't know? What do you think your secret weapon is as a football player, or your main weapon? You don't want to give away your secret weapon. Yeah. Your main weapon.
I think my main weapon is my hands. I hear a lot of people say, and, you know, I see on film that, you know, I'm able to use my hands and strike first and, you know, lock out my arms. Like you said, they're pretty long. So once I get people extended, it's easy for me to just shed the blocks and make plays.
You're not even 21 yet. So you still, I mean, you're probably still going to get bigger. You're going to get stronger. You're going to get better. Where do you think your biggest area of improvement will be as a professional football player?
I think I'm pretty strong just naturally right now, but at the same time, you know, I feel like I can put on a lot more pounds upper body and get a lot stronger. But just as technique-wise, I feel like I could just work on staying low. I have a tendency to raising up a little bit just from being tall and stuff like that.
What has been your favorite part of this entire process?
I think it's just fun, you know, getting to see other players that are going through the process as well. We get to talk about it. Like, Mariota's here now, so, you know, we get to talk about, like, how his trips have been and stuff like that. But also just meeting all the coaches and, you know, I think it's cool to just be on all the little interviews and checking out all the cities and stuff like that.
But isn't it a little weird? I mean, Mariota, you played against Mariota. Yeah. You're going to play against him on Sundays. How friendly can you really be?
I mean, we're friendly off the field, but on the field, we're enemies. So,
chasing quarterbacks, this is actually going to come true for you. You dreamed about it, you thought about it, and it's going to happen. Does it seem this close? Does it seem this real? Is it as exciting as you thought?
I mean, it's definitely really exciting, but it all feels surreal to me. You know, sometimes I just wake up and feel like a normal person, and then I have to, like, go through meeting all these coaches and stuff. I don't know. It feels crazy just to be in this position. But at the same time, I'm definitely going to Chicago, you know, for the draft. And I feel like it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I'm willing to take advantage of it.
Do you have an outfit picked out? Have you already gone through that process?
Yeah, I picked out a person to, you know, get all my measurements and stuff like that and all the colors that I want. But I'm going to try out my suit next week. So
it's not like you can buy a suit off the rack.
Yeah, I have to for sure.
All right, finally, the analysts love you. You watch any TV program, you listen to NFL radio on Sirius, anything. They love talking about Leonard Williams. Say you're the best player overall in the draft. If you're an analyst and you're talking about Leonard Williams, how would you describe what an NFL team is going to get in Leonard Williams? What would you say?
I would say they're going to get a good leader, someone who works hard. Both in high school and college, I was voted on by my teammates and coaches as a team captain just because of the hard work that I put in. And I think from playing at such a late age, when I got to high school at 14, I feel like my passion for the game has lasted a lot longer than most people, that have played since they were like 6 years old. So I say the biggest thing is I bring a lot of passion to the game.
Look at this guy, 4.97 in the 40. Show the hands again. Just do that. Awesome. Leonard Williams, defensive lineman, going to be picked very quickly on April 30th. Our guest at St. Thomas Sports Park in Nashville with the Titans at TitansOnline.com.